Sonia Sorge joins us now. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Sonia is the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, and on Fridays we talk about the region's business news. A couple of pretty unusual concepts in the bar and restaurant scene are coming to the Sacramento area. Let's start with this cantina that Taco Bell is bringing to downtown on K Street.
The business is planned for 900 K Street downtown, and it's expected to open in the fall. And one of the major differences between the cantina format and standard Taco Bell locations is that the cantinas serve alcohol. So you can expect menu options such as beer, as well as freezes made with rum, tequila, or vodka.
What about the food menu? Is it different from other Taco Bells?
Well, not entirely. Representatives from Taco Bell say there are some tapas-style menu items that are unique to cantinas. But you can also expect the signature items you'd see at any other Taco Bell location. So if you work downtown and you're a fan of the chain's nachos cheese sauce, there's probably a lot to look forward to right now.
Any idea why the chain chose to come downtown?
Downtown Sacramento is consistent with several of the other urban areas where these cantinas are located. The chain says it chooses highly walkable areas for its cantinas, and the restaurants don't have drive-throughs.
Have you ever been to one of these places before?
Actually, a few years ago, I happened to be in Las Vegas when a cantina opened there. And of course, I was intrigued. Aside from my margarita, my order was pretty much the same as a regular Taco Bell, but the restaurant definitely had a more social vibe. As far as the design goes, there are some differences between a cantina and a regular Taco Bell. The kitchen is more open and there are expanded seating options. One of the other things that stuck with me was that the Las Vegas cantina had a retail area where I almost bought a Taco Bell bikini. I'm regretting that choice to withhold buying that one. Now, of course, the designs of these restaurants vary, so it'll be interesting to see what happens in Sacramento.
Yeah, interesting. Well, yeah, the other fairly unusual venue idea is coming to Rancho Cordova. It's an axe-throwing bar and restaurant.
Yeah, I figured it was only a matter of time before we'd get one of these places. Axe-throwing has become a popular social activity in other cities, where it's often used for team building. Maybe you've seen it on a reality TV show. The concept has been slow to expand to the Sacramento area until now. The locally owned Smart Axe calls itself the first axe-throwing establishment here. It's expected to open later this summer in a space most recently occupied by Old Republic Brewery in Rancho Cordova. The restaurant is expected to serve food items such as pizza and chicken strips.
Well, how exactly will this axe-throwing element of this business work?
Well, it'll be open to customers 12 and older, and everyone will receive safety instructions. Customers throw axes at targets in designated lanes, and the average session is expected to last around 90 minutes. People at the business can even compete against each other in challenges.
And the designated lanes, do they have like walls or something in case axes fly
over? You know, the safety is a main concern, so I assume there'll be plenty of preventative measures taken there.
Uh-huh. So once this place opens, do you think we'll see more of these businesses here?
Well, I'm not so sure about other chains, but the operators of Smart Axe have big plans. They hope to open 4 or 5 locations over the next 2 years in the Sacramento area and beyond. Doug Link is the owner and general manager of Smart Axe. He's also the theater director for the Esquire IMAX Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And finally, this week's news wasn't only about bars and restaurants. Vision Insurance Company, VSP Global, announced plans to move its innovation center from Midtown to the Cannery in Sacramento.
Yeah, the innovation space is expected to triple in size with a move from Midtown to Alhambra Boulevard. VSP is based in Rancho Cordova, but uses this innovation space for new and experimental ideas. The move is expected to take place later this year.
What does this mean for local jobs?
Well, news of the expansion comes as the company has about 200 open positions spanning several departments.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorge from the Sacramento Business Journal. There's more business news at capradio.org/business. And follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.